Thank you for listening in. It's time for Hijinks to ensue again. You're all such fools, but you are fools until the end. And if you knew Bobby and decided to do a podcast, well then you would see my life is so damn frustrating. And the blue coyote says white claw giggles and tears.
What day is it, everybody? It's Friday. You know what that means. It is Fantasy Friday. This is the Hijinks Ensues Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, Blue Coyote. And as always, I'm dragged with... Wap, wap, wap. What?
Did you just give up on the fucking intro, man? Just fucking... Yeah, we're fucking here.
We're doing the things. Well, my mom said that when she listens to the show, she notices as the week goes on how our words get all slurry.
There's a reason for that.
I know, I told her, I was like, Mom, it's all at work. Welcome to the wrestling business.
Yon fa plit ya gwin yar ding char drop bop will yank seal o gagag ox. It's a real place, look it up.
Oh, is that, are you trying to say that word?
Yeah, type it into Google and your dog will shit on you.
Yeah. All right, so this week we are taking a look at brackets.
Brackets!
It is our HEWP shit show down tournament.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck anymore.
It's been a long road. We started bracket one. Dustin Rhodes, Stephanie McMahon, Super Dragon, Lance Archer, Ronda Rousey, Undertaker, Christopher Daniels, Big Show, Stone Cold, Chris Benoit, Booker T, Hangman Adam Page, Road Warrior Hawk, Chris Jericho, Andre the Giant, and Luchasaurus. Bracket number two was...
Sounds like you're reading off a menu.
Jeff Hardy, Jeff Cobb Salad, HB Kinky Fries, Bully Ray Burger, Finn Balor the Demon King Shake, Bruiser Brody, well done, Ric Flair, woo, tacos, Hulk Hogan, John Cena, Great Muta, Finn Balor, Pentagon Jr., Orange Cassidy, Diamante, Arn Anderson, and Papa Shango. And out of those two brackets, The Undertaker went on.
Yeah, y'all need to
bracket number
think
three,
about your choices.
Bracket number three. Harley Race, Abyss, Charlotte Flair, Jake Roberts, Naomi, Eddie Guerrero, Matt Taven, Kofi Kingston, Sonny Kiss, Piece of Shit Kevin Nash, Dusty Rhodes, Lord Steven Regal, Jungle Boy, Triple H, Blue Coyote, and Kota Ibushi. Bracket number four.
Oh, I forgot you were in this.
Was...
Stupid.
Kenny Omega, Mil Máscaras. Sorry, that was Mil Muertas. No one knows who he is, but we know who Mil Máscaras is. Becky Lynch, Keith Lee, Marty Jannetty the Murderer, Sting, Alexa Bliss, Rey Rey Mysterio, Mankind, The Rock, Zombie Dragon, Macho Man Randy Savage, American Badass Taker, Chris Sabin, Randy Orton, and Asuka. The winner out of those two brackets moving on to the finals was... Blue Coyote.
I don't think so.
That's how the fans voted.
Well, fuck these fans.
They're smart fans. They know what they're talking about.
No, they don't.
So, before we move on to our final match, we have a loser's bracket match to determine third place in the tournament.
You didn't tell me anything about this.
Last week...
Oh, did you?
Our two losers, Lehu the Hers, was one Mr. Kenny Omega and Finn the Demon King Balor. So, one of the great things about this matchup is before, when we first ever did a fantasy matchup, I pitted these two against each other. Okay. And me and Bobby E. disagreed.
Greatly.
And said, let's give it to the fans. We did not really have a full vote, and it was kind of like, well, let's have them vote again. Okay, well, this is the chance to vote again, because we didn't ever have anything conclusive come out. So, Kenny Omega versus the Demon King for third place in the Shit Showdown tournament. Bobby E.,
sorry,
who do you got?
Really, dude? Come on.
I know, Kenny Omega.
I'll punch you in the jejunum.
I'll punch you in the shirt.
I'll punch you in the shirt! Demon King!
I got you down for the Demon King. So, also for the Demon King...
I hate your chair.
Coyote Den Mother.
She's a very wise woman.
For Kenny Omega... College boy Connor.
Well, he's stupid. With 30 O's.
New to the show, Nancy... went with... the Demon King.
I love you, Nancy.
Aaron the Red went with Kenny Omega.
You're dead to me.
Keith Lee's older brother, James.
He would know what he's talking about.
Went with Kenny Omega.
I retract that previous statement.
Just kidding. He went with the Demon King.
I re-interact that statement.
The
I didn't know how to...
The BC Stalker went with Kenny Omega.
We will have arts.
Original fan Zach went with the Demon King, Finn Balor. So as I total the votes, Kenny Omega, 4. Demon King, 5. Your third place winner in the HEWP Shit Showdown Tournament!
Kenny Omega loses. Finn Balor, the Demon King. Victorious.
I love you all very much.
No, you don't.
I do.
Look, I thought the cops were getting called last week. I'm just saying.
Why?
You lost it. I was a skeered.
Why?
I thought you were going to hit me. Chop! Chop! That was like the. That was
well,
like
I didn't want to hit your headphones.
That was like a two finger chop.
Well, I went to do it and I saw your headphones like, oh, no!
Don't you put your hands on me, sir. I picked you up from an HEB today. I know where you've been. Cut that out. On the deli counter.
Quack, quack, quack. You get a whap. You get a whap.
Everybody's
you get
a whap. Everybody's getting whapped!
Oh, mama's so sticky.
So I do want to, because we're just dealing with the two matches, and as promised, I told you I would deliver the story to end all stories. Who wins the match? Who wins the tournament? Will it be the Undertaker? Will it be the Blue Coyote? What's going to happen in the showdown? And I didn't write shit.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. I got tied up yesterday. I had a lot of errands to run.
You got tied up?
Running errands.
And oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking of something else.
Well, had the something else come up, I wouldn't have wrote that story. I'll tell you that right now.
Gotcha.
Be like, tie me up! Tie me up! But the best thing that I could think to do was to write this story out. And I did have a lot of errands yesterday, so I didn't get to it. So, again, I was going to get up this morning, and then I slept through all my alarms. So, I feel bad. I thought about watching a match and just kind of move for move. I even talked to BC Stalker over lunch this week and said, hey, you know, I was thinking about doing this. And he's like, oh, that's a pretty good idea. But I don't know. But before we get to that match, I do want to talk about the one that just happened.
Okay.
Because one of the comments that was made when voting this way was, let's find out who the leader of the Bullet Club should be. You know, the Bullet Club in Japan and New Japan Pro Wrestling has had several leaders, and all of them have gone on to be great elsewhere, whether it's the Demon King or Finn Balor or... The Demon King or Finn Balor or Balor and the Demon King. To me, the number one is always going to be Kenny Omega. But that was because that was whenever I was actually able to watch it. It was coming on TV. And I just loved his style. I loved his matches. Another thing to think of here is whenever you're talking about the Bullet Club, you're talking about Finn Balor. We're not talking about the Demon King. That came after.
Okay.
So, I love the Finn Balor character, but I do not think he's on the same level as the Demon King. Now, the reason I went with Kenny Omega is because I've seen that dark side of Kenny Omega before as the cleaner. We kind of always make fun of, you know, him being the cleaner like Mr. Clean. Not with that mop of hair he's got. But I think if it was between those two individuals, it'd be Kenny every time. But because it's the Demon King, I can see why fans chose the way that they did, because to a lot of fans, it's not who should lead the Bullet Club or who was the better Bullet Club leader. For those fans, it's who has the better personality, who has the better, what's the word I'm looking for?
Charisma?
Charisma. Yeah. I mean, Kenny's...
He's got a 19.
Kenny's whole career being in Japan and he, you know, in the Indies or in Canada, he hasn't had the opportunity to be in front of an American audience camera. It's very different. So in the ring, totally awesome. Whenever it comes down to promos or charisma, he's still going through some growing pains. He's getting there. But I can tell you that a lot of the American audience that has not seen him in this heel character are about to watch out because it's coming. In AEW, he's getting a little darker with each passing episode, and whenever he breaks out and becomes that full-blown heel, Chris Jericho better look at, Maxwell Jacob Freeman better look out. They're not going to be able to touch him.
Okay.
He is other level. That being said, he's not injury-prone like Demon King Finn Balor is.
What did... Okay. Okay.
That beer's good. Oh, no!
Yes, I enjoyed, I think, 3 of them last week.
Yep.
You did. Dear Dark.
What?
Dragons and Daughters.
Oh,
session.
Yeah.
What if we went a different way as leader of the Bullet Club?
Okay.
Kari Sane.
She's never led the Bullet Club.
Oh, no, she hasn't led it.
Oh, you want her to lead it?
Well, she's going back to New Japan, right?
No.
Oh, she's not?
No, she's representing WWE in Japan.
Well, that's why I suck at this game.
But traditionally, the Bullet Club is made up of outsiders, people who are not Japanese. They've had a couple Japanese people in
right.
there. But traditionally, it's people who are from Fuji Island, Samoa, New Zealand or Australia, America, Canada.
Picture her taking on a managerial role.
Okay. Nope. Still not seeing it. She's too squeaky, cute, clean. Like, I can't see her. Mm. No.
Don't do that again.
You just want to see her on TV.
I just want to see her, yes.
Yeah. All right, shall we move on to our final
match? Yeah, might as well, because I thought I had a point, but I guess I didn't. I thought she was going to New Japan.
No. But if I could see her in New Japan aligned with the Bullet Club as like a Miss Hancock role from WCW, which later became Stacey Keibler. Yep. All right.
Yeah.
Undertaker versus Blue Coyote.
Okay.
Who you got? Mm-mm. Uh-huh.
I'll go left.
Oh. You're asking an awful lot here, and I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah.
Nope. Just wait. Just wait.
Okay. This is backcountry.
Currently, fan votes. Aaron the Red, new to the show Nancy, original fan Zach, Undertaker.
Okay.
Connor, with two O's.
30.
Keith Lee's older brother James, Coyote Denmother.
Oh, fuck.
And the Blue Coyote Stalker are going with Blue Coyote. I am going with The Undertaker. So stop right there. Before you give your answer.
I haven't said shit.
Before you give your answer. But sometimes you get impulsive and you're like, ah, WAP! H-E-B deli! A mayonnaise everywhere! Ectoplasm! I saw Ghostbusters! Come in her hair!
I've never said any of that. I think it's all you.
All right, so we're going to build this up a little.
Okay. Because
right now, the votes are in, and we are at 4-4.
Ooh.
Bobby E has the deciding vote.
No, that's bullshit.
Stand back. There's a hurricane coming
that's
through.
That's bullshit. You're making this shit up.
You wanted to go last all the time. That's how it's going to go.
No.
Nope. 4-4. Undertaker versus Blue Coyote. Blue Coyote has already entered the ring. The crowd goes wild. Several kids in the crowd have on their Blue Coyote face paint.
No, they don't.
There's a lot of girls in the crowd. A lot of young ladies, if you will, 21, 22, 23 years old, with their HEWP shirts on that say tits, and they're showing their boobies off, like a wet t-shirt contest. Some little kid with his face paint's like, that's my mom! That's my mom!
What? Wait, what?
No, lights go out! There's a gong sound! Undertaker comes out, the druids are there, Paul Bearer, miraculously back from the dead, is there. Leading the Undertaker down. It's a long walk to the ring for the Undertaker. Blue Coyote is pacing back and forth. He's not showing any signs of fear. He is ready for this match. The biggest match of his career. He's waited for it for years and years and years, baby, if you will. And both men are in the ring. For those in attendance. And the millions... and millions watching around the world. Let's get ready to rumble! And they have a match, and it's totally badass, and I didn't write that part.
Oh man, I was waiting for more.
And then, Bobby E. says who wins the match. No pressure.
Does No, I'm gonna worm my way out of this fucking weasel hole.
No, the votes are in. You had to go last.
No, you dick.
Did I not vote the way you thought I would?
No, you didn't.
So you thought you could say Undertaker and I'd say Blue Coyote and still win and you wouldn't have to be the dick?
Yeah.
But now you're like, shit.
Shit a dick.
At the butt.
That'd be weird. Does the Blue Coyote have the Skinwalker?
Yes, always.
This is... You just love putting me on the spot.
You wanted to go last.
That's all right.
Hey, do you want to roll that new dice I got? It hasn't been rolled yet.
I'll roll it against yours. Your new dice that hasn't been rolled yet.
What are we rolling against? I already made my vote.
All right. 11 and up. Undertaker.
Ooh. And that's all the time we have for today, folks. This is the Hijinks Ensues Wrestling Podcast, H-E-W-P, the hoop, the ring, the squared circle.
See you at the deli.
Oh, but we didn't say who won.
Yeah.
Ha! Wap. You think they're still with us? Well, I mean, we did the outro thing. Do you think they're still with us?
No.
Okay. Well, since everyone's already logged off, we can say now that The Undertaker won, and he is the ATWP Shit Showdown Cup Tournament winner. And Blue Coyote is second place. And you know what that means?
Demon King is third.
Which means Blue Coyote still beats the Demon King. Everybody wins. Until next time. Chaka chaka chaka.
Do bonk bonk.
Making a podcast today takes everything you got. A kick-ass co-host and some great fans showed us help a lot. But then there was that one guy. He said our theme song sucked. Trucker Josh can fuck right off. All the others loved our song. They got it was a parody. You don't drive real trucks anyways. Ball sucking fake truck driving Josh is your new name. Smells of desperation and Vaseline. Can only drive trucks in video games. Ball-sucking fake truck driving Josh is your new name. Oh, fuck you.